Walking down the street in a college town, there are restaurants, businesses, and the general vibe of aliveness in the air. It's not dark yet, but in less than an hour it will be, reaching the perfect dusk. And it's not a weekend, so while there are numerous people passing by, they're not looking for a night out, but rather going about their business. It's peaceful, in a strange, mid-sized college town way. But all of a sudden, you hear a slight whirring noise. You can't exactly place your finger on what it is, and before you can really even put your best guess together, someone comes shooting behind you on an electric scooter, zooming past with no care in the world. And there's not enough time for you to be mentally prepared before another one zooms by on your left side, the illusion of a somewhat peaceful evening shattered. But what has come together is a recent realization that I have also had, which is that I don't like electric scooters, especially when they're operated by college students. Hello, and welcome to the fifth episode of Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie on electric scooters and why I don't like them. Something I want to mention before getting into it is that there's a big difference between an electric scooter and a mobility device. Most universities require people who need mobility devices to register them and thus have permission to use them whenever necessary. None of my criticisms with electric scooters are criticisms of mobility devices, and I'm going to be honest. Part of this has to do with the fact that electric scooter users are obnoxious with them, while people with mobility devices are just trying to live their lives. So I just want to make that clear right now. Whenever I mention an electric scooter, it does not account for anything that could be considered a mobility device, but instead just a form of transportation that a lot of students use to get around. With that made clear, let's get into these stupid scooters. First, I want to talk about the legality of this whole situation. Now, I feel this factor is the least important one, just because a lot of the time, the consequences of breaking, like, the law of having a scooter or using it improperly is at most like a $50 fine, so it's not considered to be that important. But also because depending on where you're at different states and different universities, will consider them in a bunch of different ways. But because of this, maybe 99.9% of the time someone's using an electric scooter, they're using it illegally. For example, the state where I currently reside, it's illegal for them to be used on public roads, so they have to be used on pedestrian walkways, which I suppose is fair, but most of the time I see them, they're on roads and not walkways. Even more than that, to operate one, you need to wear a helmet if you're under 21, which is a good chunk of people. And in some other places, the rules is more about being under 18, but these rules don't apply to my university. In addition, in a lot of states around the United States, you have to have your scooter registered because they fall very similarly under motorcycle rules. Of course, this is a little bit of a struggle in the places where electric scooters are allowed via an app where you just scan an app or pay for your scooter for the day. But in other states, you do have to have some kind of ownership and registration, or else things can get kind of hairy. They don't know who it belongs to. They don't know certain rights and regulations and all that. But speaking of regulations, I do actually have an inside scoop into the legality of electric scooters on my campus. And technically, they're illegal. The police just don't care enough to prosecute it. So like I said, it really doesn't matter, but it only gives me a little bit of satisfaction to know that every single time I see someone using an electric scooter, they're pretty much using it illegally. But again, this is why I consider the legality to be one of the least important issues. But I want to go into an issue that is a little bit more important, which is the second one, that electric scooters can be a little bit dangerous. And while I am a college student, and so I need to kind of adhere to the you only live once, live a little, and take risks stereotypes, there still has been a huge uptick in injuries from electric vehicles since electric scooters have been allowed on campuses, and just in general. To add in a little quote from my university's police and public safety information officer, quote, due to the design of the e-throttle-powered electric motors of e-scooters, when combined with the user's weight, there is not an inherently reliable way for the user to slow or stop their trajectory without endangering themselves and those around them, end quote. So clearly the issue here isn't necessarily that all the cars on the road are hitting electric scooterists or people are intentionally trying to run you over with their electric scooter, although both of those things I have seen happen. Not necessarily ending an impact, but more of like I saw there was definite intent of harm that was happening. But still, you can see that in the design of the scooters themselves, they're not built to last. They're not built to take you far distances. They're built for easy on and off, which makes it so that their stopping and their structure is not the most ideal. Another issue that often arises when we talk about injuries is that currently our society is very car centralized, and we've just started to put more focus on bikes with increased bike lanes. So it makes sense that there would naturally be some risk to using a scooter in a place that isn't built for them. Still, using data from a Consumer Product Safety Commission report in October 2023 indicates that injuries from electric scooters and electric bikes increased 21% in the span of 1 year. Also thought to account for 360,800 ER visits in the span of 4 years. Some of this is attributed to how silent the electronic scooters are, which makes it hard to really recognize them on the street or on the road, creating visibility issues. But another statistic shows that an average of 14 injuries every 100,000 rides was observed on electric scooters. And truthfully, the number started at 19 and decreased down to 9 per 1,000 rides, only after certain restrictions on speed and nighttime usage were added. So we can see that the restrictions on what the users could do were the main contributor in driving down injuries, as opposed to preventing cars or creating more safety for pedestrians. Ultimately, we see that the issue here is the people who are using them, not necessarily all the environmental conditions around. Of course, they still contribute to a certain degree, but not as much as how they're being used, the speeds in which people are going, and the times at which they're using. Ultimately, I believe that using a vehicle that requires no training, no helmets, and with no restrictions that can go up to 15 miles an hour is clearly nothing but a bad idea. Which leads me to my third reason, which is that I actually don't see a single reason why people would even need an electric scooter. Especially if they're student athletes, which are a main population of people who use scooters, especially on college campuses, you'd think they'd be better at walking. If you can go to practice every day for 5 hours, you can walk 10 minutes to your lecture hall. And if you can't for some reason do that, then you should have put more thought into scheduling your classes, some research into how far you'd have to walk and all that. Also, supporting the public transportation system is totally an option. No one is too good for a bus, especially if you're going to a public state university, and especially when our buses are free. And really, at my university, biking paths and options are super convenient and open. Although there is an issue when you're trying to go from one class to another, and everyone else is trying to go from one class to another, then the biking and the scootering and the pedestrians and the cars all kind of clog up together, so it really is not an ideal environment. But really, storing a scooter is just as annoying as storing a bike, so it's kind of the same thing, except for bikes are better, they're more regulated, they have more rules, and they have more designated paths, whereas scooters are technically illegal, as I already mentioned, and don't necessarily have the same frameworks in place. But of course, there's tons of people who are willing to forego all the storage issues and all of the usage issues and decide to just bring their scooters inside the building. I live on the ground floor, so in particular, it's annoying having to navigate the hallway against a gaggle of lacrosse players with their little scooters right near where I'm living. It's fantastic, really. One thing I do want to add to this, though, that I think deserves saying is that I have never actually ridden on a scooter myself. In my opinion, that shouldn't matter, because even if I loved my scooter and I rode on it all the time, I believe that I would still respect other pedestrians and other people, and I wouldn't be mean about my usage. But on that note, in 2019, the city of Milwaukee found that support for electric or dockless scooters was below 50% from people who had never ridden them, But by the time these same people had ridden a scooter for the second or third time, their opinions rose to about 80% on favorability. And I do think this has to do more with like their experience as opposed to how annoying other people are. And I did find the statistic from a scooter company, but the actual report is legit. I looked at it. Don't worry. However, I also want to add that the city of Milwaukee and the campus of UW-Milwaukee are very different. And my college is currently on the East Coast, which means people are not as nice. They just don't really know how to be nice the same way. So I think that might have more to do with it than anything else, because there's a lot of students from UW-Milwaukee who enjoyed scooters and found them to be quite convenient. But when I compared that to students from my school, there was definitely a very, very different opinions. And while, you know, my hatred for scooters is a little bit of an exaggeration, you can tell I am bitter about this to a certain degree, but I do understand that sometimes a scooter can create more convenience, is more accessible, and is cheaper for upkeep than a bike. And so I think with all that, if the scooter is your only option, that's fine. But that doesn't justify why people who use scooters have to be such jerks when they use them. Which brings me to my last point. Fourthly, there is very little consideration for pedestrians from electric scooter users. The amount of times someone on a scooter had decided to whiz past me without even a single word of, "Watch out! Incoming!" or anything to tell me where they are is more than I'd like. I feel like the people who have electric scooters have a little bit of a superiority complex. And riding on an electric scooter does not make you superior in any way. While some people think it means saving time and energy, it can also cost a pretty penny. And it might have cost an even greater pretty penny if the guy riding an electric scooter through my dorm's bathroom hall had run into me instead of swerving at the last minute, because he would have been paying for my injuries. Now, I don't want to claim that all electric scooters have no consideration for pedestrians and are mean. What I do want to claim is that all college electric scooters have no considerations for pedestrians and are mean. Before coming to college, I really had no problem with electric scooters. Even when they were left out on the street and people would abandon them, I'd kind of be like, oh, not people misusing their resources again. But now, I feel a little bit more rage towards the people who consistently put me right up against harm's way just because they want to go fast. And let me really paint this picture for you, that this isn't just my opinion, but it's the opinions of many. I looked at a website that features only the premier assortment of strong opinions, Reddit. And I found that, again, on my college, no one likes the people who are on electric scooters. They're unpopular, and people have been complaining about the same things that I've been complaining about. But when I look on Reddit pages that feature community members and different cities and towns, people generally have a neutral or positive opinion about scooters. So does this anecdotal evidence from Reddit mean anything? Not really. But it does add credence to some of my points, that a lot of the time it is colleges that spawn these issues and not just the usage in general. Because a lot of the time, the people who are using these scooters are so stuck in their own world that they're unable to see that there's a lot of other things going around them. The problem is not angry old men yammering about how things have changed and to go back to some good old days without electric scooters. Instead, the problem is that the youth have no consideration or even care about the other youth on the college campuses. Also, to quote someone on Reddit, just get a bike. No one looks cool on a scooter. So, if you are a college student or know someone within the demographic, I implore you, do not buy an electric scooter. Do not rent an electric scooter. Just save yourself the embarrassment of being that guy. And if you do buy one, go and break the stereotypes. And don't zoom by people, putting them at risk of being hit. Be nice. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Jackie On. I hope to see you in the next episode.